MFO right here in Medford, 9 a.m. on the dot. I'm Mike, and I'm in Studio A. Throwing the dice, and hopefully it's going to work, because I've got two bands in here that are coming in. I have, at around 9:40, Boston's own Globox, and then in the 10 o'clock hour, it's going to be the Make Three from New Jersey, and why are they here? They're playing tonight over at Underbones. We're going to talk all about that. Globox has got a brand new album out. We're going to talk to them and play a few cuts from that. And then we're going to learn all about the Make 3, hear some of their music. It's going to be good. So it's a good thing you tuned in today, because it's a good thing. And Dan Anklin's here too, or Bootleg Dan. Yeah. And it's just like I'm in front of this great board in Studio A that we've had since 2006. And, you know, it's done. So Tufts has given us the money, thank God, to get a new board. But this might be the last time I'm on this board, so it's kind of bittersweet. But anyway, I'm going to start off with two sets, and then Globox will be here around 9:40 in the morning. I want to start off with some new noise, because that's what I do. Something new from Boston's own Adam Sherman Band. This is cool, like everything he does. What a great artist. Brand new noise called Everyday Dangers, starting us off today at WMFO in Medford.
Headed for a conclusion, I could use a friend. I'm getting used to losing. Just when you thought it
together apart from your wake. You're a seagull.
Yeah.
Bedford, 9:16 in the morning. I'm Mike. I will be with you until 11 a.m. when Something About the Women comes in. And today it's Sue Edelman, which is awesome. And what's also awesome, as I said, we're in Studio A, at least until it kicks the bucket. And yeah, really happy to be in this room. Didn't think I'd be here. All right, so let me tell you what I played in this first set. Then I have someone who can say a few quick words to you. I started off with Brand New Noise from Boston's own Adam Sherman. Brand new single from him for New Noise. It was Everyday Dangers. Then the first of two Cheap Tricks I played in this set. I never do a band twice, but I guess I can't say that anymore. From In Color in 1977. Started out with Hello There. Then went into Robert Fripp from his record called Exposure. You Burn Me Up, I'm a Cigarette. Then the second of the two Cheap Tricks was Taxman, Mr. Thief, from their debut album called Cheap Trick. And finished up with New Noise from Mr. Steve Girasi. Brand new single from him as New Noise, Paradise Lost. Hello, Bootleg Dan.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
What the hell? Everything's the same with you. No headphones for you, huh?
Hey, I'm back in Studio A with Mike on the mic, man. I'm glad to be here.
You only have 3 minutes. Come on.
All right. Well, hey, we had a great time in New York last weekend at the Parkside.
Yeah, that was great.
The all-female leads, Mike and Mike were both down there, and we had a lot of fun.
Yep. Hey, so what's going on tonight?
Hey, what's going on tonight? Well, hey, everybody knows Stupidity is in New England. They are ready to rock. We had a slight difficulty, but it's been resolved, and they are ready to rock. And it's going to be at the Stone Church tonight with Stupidity, a great ska band, Pop, from New Hampshire. I've heard a lot about them. If you're into ska, you'll love them. But, oh, by the way, Muck and the Myers, one of the best bands in Boston.
Oh, they're freaking awesome.
And the Chelsea Curve.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Now, I wish I could be in three places at one time, because this is a night.
Don't clone yourself. Don't do that to everybody else.
Ah, this is a night to be. As you know, Underbones of Make Three. I am a huge fan of this band. You know Glowbox. They're one of the best power pop bands.
Did you know that I have Glowbox and the Make Three coming into me?
I know that. That's why I'm sitting here talking to you, Mike, because I'm looking forward to it. And then, if that isn't enough, the Sins are at the Cutting Room tonight with Gem Records celebrates David Bowie. And by the way, the Gripweeds are there. Richard Barone. The Midnight Callers, who've been up here before on the station.
Twice.
And Paul Collins.
That's great.
I mean,
of the Paul Collins beat and all that? Yeah.
No, wow. Paul Collins is going to be playing with the Gripweeds. That's a backup band.
Oh, wow.
So
I want to clone
Sins,
myself, too.
If I was in New York City tonight, guess where I would be? At the Cutting Room. The Sins go on at 6:30. Early, 6:30. Get there. Get off your couch and go rock and roll with Gem Records. Hey, Mike, thank you for having me on.
Thanks, Bootleg Dan. Maybe we'll have you chat again later. We'll see how the time goes.
All right.
But for now, at 9:19 in the morning, I'm going to start one more set before we have Glowbox in here, starting at about 20 of the hour. I'm going to start off with new noise from one of our favorites, Linda Mandolin. Beautiful person inside and out, and what a talented person to give us the first Halloween song I'm playing of the season. This is called Gimme Gimme Halloween, and it's new noise right here at WMF. Oh.
Felt so good. fill up the grandstand, spreading your lie. You love to mansplain why so many of you die. But in the end, it doesn't take too long to see through your bullshit that you're dead wrong. Bloated cars,
dead wrong.
Underfaded stars,
dead wrong.
And what you bring,
dead wrong.
About everything. You love to strike a pose, always looking for fun. You love to stand around, waving your guns. But in the end, you know you're not that strong. Despite your swagger, you're still that wrong.
Dead wrong.
In your bloated cars,
dead wrong.
Under faded stars,
dead wrong.
In what you bring,
dead wrong.
About everything. You pretend to lead, but we know you're faking. Only care about yourself when you keep taking. But in the end, you sing the same old song, even though we all know you're dead wrong. Bloated cars,
dead wrong.
Under faded stars,
dead wrong.
In what you bring,
dead wrong.
About everything,
dead wrong. Dead wrong. Dead wrong. Dead wrong.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford. WMFO Medford, 9:35 in the morning. That's one of my newest favorite songs, I'll tell you. that was a band called The Living End, wrapping up that five-song set. It's New Noise. Single's called Don't Tell Me. Just before that, Zach Tabori. Yeah, I practiced like a million times and I still got it wrong. Zach Tabori from an album that came out this year called Attack of the Clout Chasers. That was NYC. The Stranglers, sort of perpetuating the Spookies theme that this was. That was from a 2001 release, a compilation called the UA Singles, 77 and 79. That was Walk On By. Just awesome. That was suggested by the band I played beforehand, Odin Stone. Dead Wrong was there just before that, and he said, you know, I know you love covers. That's the best cover I ever heard in my life, so play that. We heard Odin Stone themselves playing Dead Wrong from their 2023 record called A Rare Find, and Linda Mandolin started us off. She's just the best. With a little Halloween ditty called Gimme, Gimme Halloween. All right, I was going to panic a little bit and tell everybody to come into Studio A because you may not have thought we'd be here. But there's the smiling faces. Dan, thank you for bringing these guys up. Yeah, grab a mic. Use these two and three. There you go. So, I wouldn't be surprised if the headphones don't work.
Okay.
You know, who knows? We're lucky that anything works in here right now.
Good.
Hello? You know that this board is, well, I don't know what to tell you. Well, you can't.
I can hear you right here, Mike.
All right, we could do that. So there's Kevin from Glowbox.
Hey, buddy.
And Garrett from Glowbox.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I'm so glad you guys are here.
I'm so glad that we're here, too.
I mean, I didn't expect to be in this studio, but my friend Alex that's on here on Thursday nights said, dude, come in here. It's working. Just don't breathe on it the wrong way, because this thing is like dead. So if I try to change something on here, it's just going to go, yeah, no.
Yeah.
So, but this may be the last time I ever get to use this fabulous board.
Is it going away?
It's going away. And we have the money from Tufts. Thank you, Tufts. Beautiful. To get a brand new one. They've got to cut a new support thing in this thing, and they're going to, it should be here by Thanksgiving.
Excellent.
So, I mean, this studio is the best. Hate the other one. Hate
the best.
It. But anyway.
Thanks for having us anywhere.
Yeah. So welcome.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. So you're here because you're on a great bill tonight over at Underbones.
Indeed.
Right under Red Bones in Davis Square.
Yep.
And, geez, they've done a really good, I don't know if it was renovated. Did they repaint it or redo stuff in there, Dan? Can you, do you know? I mean.
Yeah, they brought a different vibe to it. I mean, I've been going there since I moved into Davis Square, which was like in 1991. Now, we do always had parties down there, but I'd never seen music until.
No, it's great. And they've got a brand new sound system in there. And it's just great. And I don't know, Garrett, why are you laughing at Dan? I know why I laugh at Dan, but why are you laughing at Dan?
I'm laughing at the whole situation. Here we are, you know, the promo machine is in the
house.
Oh,
my God, yes. Absolutely. But it's a great room. So you guys are there with a band from New Jersey called The Make Three,
yes.
whom you've never met.
That's right.
But you will, because they're coming in here, and I'm going to tell you, Dan, when they come, they should be here any time now.
They're landing any moment.
Yeah, yeah. They may even try and take the T. Can you imagine somebody from New Jersey trying to use Boston's subways?
So you remember all those years ago, I'm a super fan, and I was like, Mike, you know, check out this record. I think you spun them, and they reached out to you through Facebook, and I tried to book them with my other organization. It didn't work out, and I sent the record over to Kevin. It's like, hey, you know, we could get these guys, I think, for this thing that we're doing at Underbones. And Kevin's like, yes, this record's great. Let's do it. And it all worked out. You know, they said yes. So I think,
Lucky us.
In terms of like Metro Boston people or people in Massachusetts, this is a great opportunity to come see a pretty damn awesome rock and roll outfit.
Yeah, I mean, they're great musicians.
From out of town, you know.
They have a great legacy.
Yeah,
you know, and we'll talk about all that a little after 10 when they get in here.
And it's old school. You know, we're bringing something in that, you know, you're not going to see all the time. And we're psyched about it. And we're here this morning, radio listener, because we really want people to come see this show. You know, you got to support what we're doing. Support the music, and not for us. I mean, we're not that greedy, but
for
it's really
you. It's for you.
It's for you people, and it's for the Make Three.
You do you know? Not want to miss it.
We want an audience for these guys. We want people to see them play. You know?
And the icing on the cake is that we also have Carissa Johnson tonight. She's playing solo. You know, Jim McCrady and I went up to see the full band a few weeks back at O'Brien's. They were amazing, and I can't wait to see.
Yeah,
what
so
she's
energetic,
bring tonight.
Great songwriter, great songs.
Yeah,
you know, and she's a lovely person.
She's wonderful.
Yeah,
and she's going to be doing a solo thing to open up the show tonight.
So doors are at 7 or 7:30.
7:30, I believe. Right.
Yeah, and we have a fantastic door person tonight. A very handsome young man.
I knew that was
collecting
coming
the money.
Up.
So
he looks just like me.
He does.
Well, he's like a friggin' doppelganger.
The resemblance is striking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whenever I'm not sitting at the table, maybe Mike will be there.
Well, so. I'm gonna put on a Dan mask.
Oh, perfect!
Because he would be doing that.
I'm chipping in myself. So don't
all right.
don't worry.
We'll, I'm just
someone
my
will be there
to
at the door to greet
if
you
if they're here.
And
I don't think they're here. Let me look. Yeah, they're here.
They're here.
All right. Go forth and bring them up. Thank you, Dan, so much.
We're gonna have a gang in this room.
It's gonna be fantastic.
Gang.
So Glowbox, you've got a brand new record out. One of my favorite album titles ever, Bland Ambition.
Bland Ambition.
And it's been out, about a month?
Actually, 2 months now, almost. Maybe I'm going to say 7 weeks now.
Time is like double speed lately.
Yes, indeed.
Not liking this.
But it's still a new album.
Yeah.
And we just got the test pressings for the vinyl copies after some, you know, delays in that area. So those are coming down the pike soon.
And it's clear vinyl.
It is not.
Oh, I thought you were going to do that.
We decided to do something different, and that's going to be a surprise.
All right. Is it like pink?
It's going to be a surprise.
Surprise.
Now, we're doing something that nicely matches with the album artwork, so it's
going to be
pretty cool.
You told me about that last time.
Yeah.
The waveform that is formed into a blue circle.
Yeah. The album cover, if anyone has seen it, if you look very closely, it's a waveform. Of one of the songs on the album. Exactly which one you'll have to figure out through forensics.
Well, yeah, that's exactly what people at home can do right now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
stop listening right now.
You need like those decoder glasses that you used to get with a box of cereal. We're actually going to attach those to the LP.
Yeah.
Just light the gas flame, put the beaker on top of it, put in the liquid quick, but not too quickly, just, you know, and then you can see what it is.
Well, no, it is the track In Your Orbit. So
In Your Orbit, which I'm not playing today.
That's
actually
okay. We'll play it tonight.
I know you will. So how long do you guys get to play? How long are the sets?
We're going
to
do 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good chunk.
We're going to do something off the album we haven't played out yet. Most of our set will be focused on the new material.
We're doing a bunch of stuff that we've never done, well, at least in this, you know, lineup in front of people. So, you know, if that's not incentive to come, I don't know what is.
Well, come on, ouch!
A cover, maybe? Maybe?
There will be a cover.
Yeah. Never played by us before. Song.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this group.
Played by me before. Mike, you would have heard us do it. But that's okay. That's okay. It's been a long, long time.
You just don't care about me anymore, do you?
I do care about you. But once we get everything where we, you know, right now, I think the band is just running on all cylinders.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I feel like we had a few months to kind of just get up to this level before we start, you know, introducing brand new stuff that we've never, ever done before. So that'll be coming, I promise you.
Well, this is a great room. You're really going to like it. Have you visited down there before?
I think, no, I haven't been in there. Garrett's been in there. Jim's been there. I have not.
We did the recon work for the band.
Yeah.
All right. Well, nobody better to do that. You're a recon guy. So I'll tell you something that I like about the club, and it tells you a lot about me. While you're seeing a band, you know, if you want to talk to somebody while the band's playing, it's like rude. You have to shout over people, even if you want to order a drink. It's just, so you don't have to do that there. You know why? They have these things that you can scan with your phone, order everything right on the phone. You don't have to talk to anybody. They just bring it to your table.
Perfect.
Mm. So people can pay attention to the band.
Let's not forget also incredibly reasonable prices on adult beverages and food.
Yeah, and they, so, may I know, say, food, may I say they have a heavy pour?
Yeah. You may say that.
Yeah, they do. It's a great place.
I don't think they mind if you say that.
No, and it's a barbecue place. It's really good. It's been there forever.
Yeah.
Folks, and fun. And rock and roll.
Rock.
I'm just going to let you keep going.
The rock and roll.
I don't know anything else.
You have nothing else to say?
No.
All right. So I'll tell you what. Let's play a little game. I'm gonna mention two songs from your new album that I'm going to play.
Okay.
And you can tell me about them.
Okay.
A double shot, baby.
Yeah. The first one I want to do, I might even do, it depends on timing, but I've got two at the moment. What You're Doing to Me is becoming a real favorite of mine.
I've never heard of it.
You're a liar.
Oh, yeah. What You're Doing. Oh, yeah. No, I know that song. Okay.
That's the first Glowbox song I personally learned as bassist. And I remember when this album was in its pre-production phases. And Kevin sent me a cell phone recording of them playing it live. And that was actually the first song I lobbied for a single for the SoundCloud. I was like, this song is great.
That's what I think, too. It's great.
It's a nice, you know, two-minute banger.
Yeah.
Just great. Lots of energy. Great
After
vocals.
In Your Orbit, it might be the next one. I mean, it's great.
Nice.
It's really great.
That was a song that Sean Sullivan brought to the band. Let's see. We recorded that. We started that in the summer of 2023 or something and finished it up earlier this year.
And Joe loves that song.
Joe loves that song.
Joe is the newest player member of the band.
He's excited.
He's a friend of and had played with Sean.
Correct.
And now he's in.
Yeah, yeah. We've kept things in the family, so to speak. Everybody who's playing in the band are longtime associates. But we... What You're Doing to Me has become... We've done... I think when we played Live Day, we opened our set with that. But we tend to throw that late in the night to keep the energy going.
That's a banger. It is.
It's a fun tune to play.
The other one I chose is Should Have Known.
Excellent choice.
Good choice.
I've always liked that.
You know, I think that's coming out as a single soon.
I think it is.
To help promote this luxurious vinyl
pressing. I see your little mind spinning because you heard that and you're like, oh, that's going to be the next one. I'm going to tell everybody.
Should Have Known is a song that we handpicked for. It's on the Sound Cove compilation.
We should mention this Sound Cove thing.
Let's mention that. I think you're more qualified to talk about
I could, I guess, talk about it for a nanosecond, but it's a nice local label run by a charming young man that I know well.
a young man?
Yeah, I'm going to keep saying that.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe I can will both of those things to happen.
Yeah.
Seriously, though, it's yes, it's my label. But I'm lucky enough that Kevin has agreed to give me a Glowbox single to put out in the Sun Cove, and I'm super excited about it. It's on the sampler, so people can hear it now and play it with reckless abandon.
That's a hell of a great sampler.
But in January, we're going to pop that baby out, and we'll have vinyl to sell and make it happen, and it's going to go to all stations across the country, across the world, actually. Because the Sound Cove is an international operation.
And you have kind of a sub-label, too, don't you? Because Sound Cove is really just for singles releases?
Correct. And Sonic Escort, it's a full-length, but it's really not the focus. It's really about the singles. But we digress. We're not here to talk about the Sound Cove.
Well,
we're here
sure
to talk
we
about Glowbox and the Make 3.
We're in Studio A. We didn't think we'd be here.
This is great.
This is the best thing.
So, and Carissa. I'm so happy to be here.
Yep, and Carissa.
And Carissa.
Yeah. All right, well, let me do this. Let me play What You're Doing to Me, segueing beautifully in A Should Have Known, and we'll see where we end up.
All right.
All right, we'll be back after this with Glowbox.
What you doing to me? What you doing to me? the sky could be so clear instead. I've lived in all its shades before, that's for sure. I'll be holding out for light blue, but I'll know that it's fleeting too.
All right, it's WMFO Medford, 9:58 in the morning. There, I've done my legal ID. I'm Mike. I'll be here for another hour until Something About the Women comes in at 11. We just heard a couple of songs from our guests in Glowbox from their latest record called Bland Ambition. It's a wonderful title. I like it a lot. You know, I couldn't have thought of something better, you guys. Heard What You're Doing to Me and Should Have Known. We talked about those, and I threw in a little Carissa Johnson. Why did I do that? It's called Millennium, by the way. It's her latest. She's opening up for you guys.
Great solo. Tune. Great tune.
Yeah, yeah, great tune. Anything else? Closing paragraphs or arguments or whatever? You guys?
Parting words.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're just going to reiterate that there's a show tonight at Underbones.
Yes.
In Somerville.
Yes.
Doors are at 7:30. Music is going to start at 8. You're going to get Carissa Johnson. You're going to get the fabulous Glowbox. And then the rock and roll extravaganza that is the Make 3.
Yep.
And we really want people to come out and support the show tonight. So we're hoping that you have no other plans than to be at Underbones.
Better
in
not.
Somerville. And join us and support some local music, some out-of-town music, and some great songwriter. And it's going to be a fantastic night. So
it's going to be a night of.
We'll see you
music.
There, radio wonderful listener. We'll see you music. There.
Yeah.
Okay. That was good. You done?